Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. We're going to start this off by saying that tonight we are doing a live feed on Facebook Live and also on Blog Talk Radio. If you see me get distracted, it's because I'm watching a new show that's on TV. but to start with, we are going to play a song, if I can get to it, and we'll be right back.
You mix the wrong guys with the right intentions. In the same bed, but it still feel long distance. You're looking for a little more consistency. But when you stop looking, you gon' find what's meant to be. And honestly, I'm way too done with the hoes. I cut off all my X's for your X and O's. I feel my old flings was just preparing me. When I say I want you, say it back, parakeet. Fly your first class through the air, Airbnb. I'm the best you had, you'll just be comparing me to me. I'ma add this at you. If I put you on my phone and upload it, it'd get maximum views. I came through in the clutch, more than lipsticks and phones. Wore your fake cologne just to get you alone.
Joining us on Blog Talk Radio. As I said, we are also live on Facebook at the same time. It's a simultaneous task. And what we're basically, I was just talking on Facebook about, is that we are in the process of getting all of our stuff together for our big anniversary donation. This will go out around about Matthew's birthday, whichever day is around the area that his dad has off of work. And we will be taking stuff to St. Joe's, West Dallas Memorial, St. Catherine's, and Aurora Sinai. The big bulk of the stuff is going to go to St. Catherine's Hospital here in Milwaukee. The rest of the stuff are going to be spread up equally among the other hospitals. I'm going to move out of the way again for those people who didn't see it. everything that you can see, for those who are actually on Facebook can see, so obviously if you're on the radio, you can't. This is on the floor. You'll see there's a big white box. Let me go down. This big white box here has all the burial gowns in. Then this box here has blankies. This box here has blankets and memorial bags. Then big box on the top has teddies, and it has our NICU gowns. So all of this lot will be packaged up and individually put where it needs to go and will be sent out. We're hoping that on the day of Matthew's birthday that it is decent enough weather that I can do the walk from my home to the hospital where he was born, and be able to, you know, it won't be, I'm asking if people want to sponsor us to do this, but if you don't, it's no big deal. It's just to, for me, to a way to honor my son. We'll also be doing our Lego walk as well, which I'm going to hopefully do outside if the weather permits. Do it on Facebook Live and make it, you know, coming big. We'll have a balloon release that day here at the house as well. So if you are in here and you wish to join us, you are more than welcome to. I will say that this year is back to, feels like it did pain-wise the first year. But unlike the first year, it feels like the support has started to, you know, wane, that people, you know, they're tired of it now. They're tired of me dealing with the death of my son like I should be over it. But, you know, it's something that you never get over. I see Matthew and everything around me, everything I do, everything that goes on. And it's really hard for people who haven't lost a child to understand that and to accept that. You know, I do what I do because I don't like the fact that so many families end up with nothing after their child died. I don't like, I mean, I can show you, this is all I have legal-wise to prove that my son existed. You get it out. This right here. To a born under 20 weeks here in Wisconsin. You know, don't get any proof of that they're here. They're called certificate of birth resulting in stillbirth certificate. And it's filed with the vital records department. And this is proof that my son actually existed. I don't often share this, but those of you who can see on Facebook, this is proof that my son existed. This was from, as you see, it's a certificate of birth resulting in a stillbirth filed in the Wisconsin Vital Records Office. Name of stillborn, Matthew Ann Jones. Gender male, mother's name, Hazel Diane Flynn. Father's name, Artrell A. Jones. Date of stillbirth, July 28, 2012. Place of stillbirth, Columbia, St. Mary's. Because I had tried and tried and tried to get this. And I actually ended up speaking with a man called Christian. And, you know, this guy was, you know, just amazing, absolutely amazing guy. And he helped me, you know, through it all. He helped me to, you know, some of this is like really hard. He helped me get what I needed to, you know, and all that good stuff. And it was really hard in the sense that no one really wants to help you. They want you to just miss it. They want you to put it in the past and move on. But this guy, as I say, I only know his first name was Christian. I don't know what his last name was. He was like, well, you know, send it through here. Send it directly to me. I can get this done for you. You know, just get the form filled out, which I did. And then once it had been done, it actually, the certificate arrived. I have a friend called Tanya who had a little baby boy who died shortly after birth, and his name is Christian. And the certificate arrived on his anniversary of his death, his birth and his death. So it was really kind of bizarre, you know, how those chatter events happened. And, you know, when I told her about it, she was quite, you know, stunned by, you know, all that whole aspect and everything. It's you know, it's kind of difficult when you're in this situation to explain to people what it's like. And the only way I can describe it is first thing in the morning when you just wake up, there's a brief second where it doesn't hurt, that brief second. And then it hits you like a tidal wave, pushing at you all day long. And when you're in that situation, you feel like you have to push back. And it's a constant battle between your emotions and being able to stay level-headed and being able to cope. It's really hard to it's really hard to stay on an even level all the time. You have days where everything's great, and you know, people who know me know that there are times when I am a complete fool, I'm laughing and joking, and then there are other times when the world just comes crashing down. When you get both of those joining together at the same time, I am pretty much psychotic at that time, and I am not joking. But, you know, it's a constant battle. And your triggers are some things that are really, really, how I'm trying to explain how the triggers work. Triggers for me can be anything, literally anything. They can be a smell. It can be a time of day. There have been times where I've had a thunderstorm happen at the time Matthew was born, and that's been a trigger. The day he was born, there was a black and red butterfly on the window, and there have been times I can see black and red butterflies and be like, hey, baby boy, you know, I love you, and be fine. The other times when I see that butterfly, and I'll lose it. The same with turtles. The reason why turtles are so representative of Matthew for us is a couple of weeks before he died, the turtle we had died. And so it was almost as though we were sending his pet ahead of him, you know, and the turtles became a thing for him. And literally all around my house, there's turtles everywhere. You cannot go in any room in this house, including Robert's bedroom, and not see a turtle. I can wear a turtle. I have a turtle on my hair. It's not finished yet. It's going to get finished around my birthday. So it's my turtle here. All around me, I can literally reach out and touch a turtle. See, watch. Turtle. What happened when I'm sewing? Another turtle. It goes on and on and on. If I moved out the way, you probably could play I Spy and actually spot the turtles everywhere. And Manny's Memory logo is turtles. So it is really important to us that he's incorporated in our lives and everything we do. So I'm just going to check over with Blog Talk because, as I say, I'm doing a simultaneous cast right now. We're going to play a song on there. Let me find it. And we're going to be right back to you guys on Blog Talk Radio. You can find me on Facebook. Look for Hazel Deer if you want to follow me there. Or follow Maddie's Memory. But we're going to play a song here for those on Blog Talk Radio. And I'll continue talking on Facebook Live.
Thank you.
Okay, we are back. We're going to do 15 more minutes of me by myself here on Blog Talk Live, and then we're going to bring in Artrell with his predictions, his stats, his statistics, and all that good stuff. And we'll do a good hour with him then, because I'm running out of things to say. I'm just trying to bring up some stuff here. Oop, falling off my chair at the same time, which isn't really a good thing. Last time I was messing around on my chair, actually, in my office, I ended up shooting off of the chair. The chair went one way and flipped over. I flew the other way and landed on the floor. And I'm laying there laughing hysterically. AJ didn't know whether to laugh, cry, pick me up to do. You remember that? And yeah, it was a funny moment. Will you come here? Come here now. We have a little doggy who's being naughty. Come here. Stop growling. Say hi to everyone. No, we growling monster today. You gonna growl? Yes. Say hi. You growling? There's my little baby. He's my rescue dog. And he's crabby, he's mean, but he loves me. He does. Not right now, he doesn't, because I'm not letting him down. Not bad. But anywho, I want to tell you a bit about another business that I'm involved in. I'll put the phone down a bit because I'm afraid I'm going to drop it. I'm involved with another business with somebody who is, I consider to be one of my best friends. He is an amazing, amazing artist, and he has done a lot of artwork for me. He did a bunch of Dragon Ball Z stuff for my son's graduation. He did a copy of my logo and also of some angel wings that I wanted done. And he's also done Captain Britain for me and True Brit. True Brit is actually the British Superman, taken by his skills and what he can do. That I talked to him and, well, we won't even say talk. I nagged the poor man to death. Until he was like, okay, let's do a page. So I helped set him up with a Facebook page where he can sell his artwork and, promote what he does. And, you know, he's done, his work is so good. He's done a couple of characters. Can you get me? He's done a couple of characters of his own that he has designed himself. And, you know, he's a huge Superman fan. So 90% of his stuff is Superman. You know, you go through his books, it's like, ooh, look, Dragon Ball Z. Ooh, look, there's Spider-Man. Ooh, look, there's Superman. Ooh, look, and Superman. But no, in his defense, he is actually really good at what he does. And as I say, I have a lot of his work. So if you go on Facebook and you find a page called Art from the Heart, the picture is the, I'm trying to think, the profile pic, I believe, is one that picture I took of him. It's in like that sepia tone, which is like that old-fashioned brown tone of him drawing. And the cover photo is a bunch of his drawings all put together. You can go on there. He does some, like, as I say, he's got a bunch of work that's on there that he has done already. And there's also, you know, you can get a hold of him if you need anything done. And it would probably be me who actually responds to the messages, but, you know, I let him know what stuff needs to be done. He recently did actually two works of art for a friend of mine who wanted my logo, which is my turtle, for her son Ryan, who passed away in a tragic, tragic accident, and for her baby who she lost, which was a monkey. The monkey is so adorable. Oh, my God. It's like the cutest monkey ever. It's like, oh, I want the monkey. It's so cute. I have to talk him into doing a pregnancy and infant loss colored one. And if he's listening, do me a pink and blue one. I'll beg. I have no problem begging. And I'm actually trying to talk him into doing one for the auction that we're doing on Maddie's memory page. But as I say, he will do anything that you want him to do. His name is Mike. He's actually, we met him through wrestling. Hopefully we can get his butt back in gear so that he can get in the wrestling ring in May, Carol, is it May? In May and also in October. We've actually spoken with him about the shows that we're going to be doing, and myself and Mike have spoken at length as to a new character that he wants to try out. But it's going to involve me and him experimenting with gunpowder. What could possibly go wrong? I mean, we could have explosions and stuff. But as I say, find Art from the Heart online on Facebook. I'll put the link up on my page, you know, later. I'll also put it on the WSSL radio page as well, so you can go there and look for it. And just go over and take a look. As I say, you know, his work is really good. His turnabout time is pretty decent as well. Normally within a week of ordering, the stuff will be mailed out to you. It's sent out by registered mail, so you do actually end up paying about $5, $6 for the shipping charge on it. But that is only because then it's insured and there's a tracking number. And that's important because then we can see what's going on with it. And if there are any problems, we have the ability to get in contact with the post office in regards to it. Apparently I've got comments and I can't even see any single one of them. Oh, there. Here we go. I can see him now. That's funny. Didn't see him before. The heck is that with Facebook? They won't let me see. Oh, well, there you go. Okay, so go to Art from the Heart and you'll be able to, you know, see his artwork. As I say, there is about a week turnaround on him for one to two pieces. Obviously, the time frame goes up. If you're ordering just one piece, he does not ask for you to put down a deposit on the work. Anything over three pieces, then we do. And it is a non-refundable deposit because, obviously, it's his time and materials. And if you don't pay, he's left with artwork that may not be able to sell, especially if it's custom. So, you know, in regards to that, that's basically what we do. As I say, you can message that page, even though it says it's closed right now. We do set hours in regards to business hours for him. But if you send a message, it'll either be me or him who replies, probably me. He'll agree. It'll probably be me. And we'll be going on from there. As I said, we've got a whole bunch of stuff that we've got to go up online. I put actually something that I cannot ship, sadly, because of the sheer weight of it. It's one of those water fountains, and this one is huge. And well, not really huge, but it's big. It is so beautiful that I'm hoping somebody picks that up locally. And be able, this fan is like not doing absolutely anything. I'm like wetting my ass off here. And anywho, where was I? Oh, yeah, we've got a bunch of stuff that, you know, will look really good, you know, once we can get it sold. I've actually asked a friend of mine who I met through a professional Women of Wisconsin group. Her name is Mindy, to help me sell it. She runs a business that they go into people's homes probably most of the time after the death of someone. And clear things out for them, and then they sell what they can for them, that type of thing. And I asked her if she would be able to help, and she has said yes, thank God, because, you know, trying to deal with all that stuff is just absolutely crazy. So I sent her some photos. She's going to go through them and cut prices and stuff tomorrow. It's her anniversary today, so happy anniversary to Mindy. And we're going to get along and do things like that. So hopefully that will help over the next week or so, well, next month or so, generate another lot of revenue coming in because we've got so much literature-wise that we have to get together. We make folders. Let me show you if I've got one here. We make folders. These are the ones that we actually make. I'm showing those on Blog Talk Radio. You're not going to be able to hear a damn word. I see what I'm saying. But for information packs that we actually give out to companies who may be interested. This is basically what it looks like. It's just a plain folder, has a logo on it, and then inside it has one of our business cards, which has got to be changed because my phone number's changing. It tells you a bit about who we are and what we do. It tells you about the memory bags and everything. So this is what we actually try and give to. This is what we try and give to companies or to individuals who are interested in what we do. So we have a bunch of those. I'm just trying to see. Is this the one that we have? No, this isn't. We have a bunch of folders that we put together that actually have literature in on resources, online resources, tips on how to deal with grief, that type of thing that we put together. So we have to print those up. We also have these. I'm assuming how many I've got. I've got a different one. This is also what we do. We give to hospitals as well. And these are our certificates of life. We give them to hospitals, or we have actually been, been sent an amount to individuals. We're actually going to do these bunch here. This is why these were printed out, these gray ones. Let me, the gray ones. These ones were actually printed up because we are going to be offering these on Matt's memory. It's only going to be the ones that I have here, and they're going to be sent out to a bunch of people. It's going to be literally, I'm going to open it until we fill these out. There's probably, I think, 10 in here. We'll get these done. We'll get them mailed out. So let me just put on another song. I'm going to get AJ to grab a chair, and he will be back to join us. So let me find something amazingly wonderful. Of course, I can't find anything that I'm interested in song-wise. Oh, here we go. We'll do the Chris Brown. We'll be back.
I thought we were great. You took your love back and read the soundtrack. I counted all the days till you would come back. How stupid was that? Now you're missing what we used to have. Guess the vodka brought the feeling back. I was caught up in the aftermath.
Thank you. fucks I give.
Okay, we are back. Chris Brown. Oh, no, we don't want to play you again, Chris. I'm sorry. Yeah. Chris Brown obviously gives a zero fucks on everything, so let me turn this around to people.
Probably not on his life either.
So, the world, I'll trail the world.
Hello, world.
Yeah, welcome. Okay, so we're going to change the tone around just a little bit here, and we are still in the middle of free agency.
No kidding.
We are in the middle of the Summer League.
And Summer League, I think, is almost over.
We are in the middle of the couch basketball recruiters.
That's one good way to put it.
Don't share that shit. No, don't share that shit.
Anywho.
So the Milwaukee Bucks recently got rid of Jabari Parker. He signed a contract with the Chicago Bulls, and he came out with the most stupid statement of the year, I think, so far. A lot of people are curious in regards to Jabari and his how he plays defense.
He doesn't play defense. He's not good. Best way to put it.
Yeah, I mean, he's terrible at defense, let's be perfectly honest. You definitely better not be sharing that bullshit right there. Sorry, I just saw Frankie DeFalco, BCW post. Can't sharing that shit for love, no money. Anywho, yeah, Jabari says, his words were, they don't pay you to play defense.
Mm-hmm.
If I could raise one eyebrow, trust me. Could you raise your eyebrow for me, please? Because I can't do it.
In case people need to see it.
That's exactly right. What kind of stupid-ass bullcrap is that?
It's stupid. It really is.
Because, yeah, you've got to be able to play offense to win games, but you've got to be able to defend what is coming at you as well.
Exactly.
I seriously have no clue why Jabari Parker decided in his infinite wisdom that that was a statement to make. And that also explains why he's as crappy as he is on defense. Because he really wasn't a good defensive player. He was pretty decent offense. I got to move this fan around. He was good at offense.
He was a good offensive player, yeah.
But when it came to defense, it's like...
Especially if you watch the playoffs, if you've seen it, this is right here, and this is like the play right here.
Yeah, it's almost like you stepped aside.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm in your way. You wanted to score some points here. There's the net. You know, and it's kind of it's sad at the same time because... You know, he had the makings of being a really good player. I think part of the issues that a lot of people had in regards to him as well is that he was very prone to injury. He'd been out more than he'd been in.
Yeah.
And obviously, the Bucks, when he was back to health and they put him in, they were concerned in regards to the level of stress that his leg could take. You know, honestly, it's not his fault he had these issues. It really isn't. You know, it's savvy. It's something that happens. I can personally say I have torn my ACL and MCL twice. And, you know, the first time I slipped on a puddle of water at an REWF show, you don't even want to know.
Yeah.
The second time was actually funny. I was wearing a Jabari Parker T-shirt when I got pushed over and tore my ACL and MCL, which was kind of ironic because it happened, a week after? It was way after he'd done his. But
right.
It's still kind of funny and ironic of all the freaking T-shirts I actually wearing. It was a Jabari Parker one. But, you know, it's one of those things where I just don't even know how to point out and say
why would he say
yeah.
That's stupid.
Really? I mean, because, you know, he's just shown to everybody by those comments that he really didn't know what he was doing. Because, as I just said, he just shows that he doesn't know the game. He doesn't understand the game. Yeah, that you've got players who are better at defense than offense and vice versa. That is what happens. That's why you have people who are better at certain positions than, you know, other positions.
Right.
How basketball is, let's be perfect. It's the same with any sport. You know, not everybody goes out being a quarterback. You know, there's
right.
all the positions and everything that everybody is can play. But, you know, when you've got those types of things going on and everything, and you come out and you make stupid-ass comments like that, I don't even know what to say about that. It's like...
What was he thinking?
Well, to me, you're showing your complete lack of knowledge in the game. You know what I mean?
Right.
And he, I think he was also showing how he is still a very young member of any team. The same age as a lot of other players out there, but he just doesn't have the experience of somebody who was drafted at the same time as him.
Right.
And is that it's not his fault. He was a victim of circumstance. You know, it's just sad. It really is just sad. So what are you gonna say in regards to what's going on with the Bucks and such like?
You mean like that situation or
any situation, the Bucks in general, dude.
Or the Bucks in general. Well, they are kind of a little bit quiet than usual, but then again, they made a little bit more noise this offseason than they did maybe the last offseason, because last offseason, the only thing they did was sign Tony Snell to a deal,
right?
And that was it, nothing else. Now they're making a little bit more noise. They signed Ersan Ilyasova, of course. They got Brook Lopez. And of course, with the Jabari Parker situation, which I know a lot of people are upset about, which I can understand that. And I can also understand for the ones that, you know, just like, bye.
Right.
He wanted too much and he wasn't worth the amount that he wanted from the Bucks, and they just reclined his qualifying offer, which I heard was somewhere around like $4 million, but I thought it was more than that. But he thought he was worth more than that, and
well, he got more than that with the Bulls, but
yeah, he did.
How is he gonna play? You know, this upcoming season, that's the thing, you know?
Right.
Is he going to be a decent player?
I think that he's going to be just fine, of course, offensive-wise. He'll be just fine.
Yeah, but he doesn't get paid to play off defense. I still can't believe you said that.
Well, it's like they're not going to be in the playoffs. They're probably going to have a better record than – Bulls probably going to have a better record than last year, but they're
right.
not going to be in the playoffs.
No.
And this will kind of prove that, you know, that he can't do it on his own, because he's probably going to expect himself to go to the Bulls and probably be that first option.
Right, and the thing is, he's not. I mean, yeah, I'm glad he managed to stay in the Midwest because, you know, he gets to stay with his family. He's back in his hometown, let's be perfectly honest.
Right. Which is understandable.
Even still, it's like the stupidity of his comments. Who would you like the Bucks to pick up this season?
Trying to think which free agents are out there. But it seems like that, according to what I read on Bleacher Report, they might be in the running to maybe get Marcus Smart, but it depends, like, on the how much he asks for and all that. So, and that's going to be tough because they're going to have, like, so many stars that they got already. So, it's like, only thing I expect them to do now is maybe a trade for somebody. Maybe.
Who would they trade for?
I was trying to think, like, Dennis Schroeder wants to come here. That means that they want to have to trade maybe Eric Bledsoe, or if Dennis Schroeder would be okay to play backup. So he's probably one. Who else? I really can't think of anybody else on the top of my head.
Okay. You heard everybody who is anybody, if unless you're living under a rock, knows about LeBron and his move.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think of the Lakers trying to make a super team to beat the Cavs?
Lakers always been trying to make a super team. Even before time, they always trying to make a super team because they got the money and stuff to do it. But with the acquisitions that they added in, like, especially trying to battle against the Warriors, of course they added DeMarcus Cousins, but it's going to be tough for him to be in the Western Conference, which the Western Conference is really tough. And it's just been like the West has been dominating for, like, I wouldn't say like dominating as in like championship wise and stuff like that, but they've just been dominating for like over a decade. And it's like, not much going on in the East. I wouldn't say the East is pretty weak, but they're coming.
The East is more, to me, the East is more of a younger, newer conference than the West. It's like the West has kind of said to themselves, okay, we're firm with this, and this. You know, we can do well with this, and this. And the East has, like, got all the younger players who are learning, who are coming up and everything. And then the West takes them.
Yeah, that's kind of true. But in the 90s, the East has been, like, pretty strong. It's just, like, in, like, the last decade, it's just been squished to the West.
Right.
And just kind of unbelievable.
So what do you think the Bucks are going to end the 2018-2019 season with?
I think they'll be the fourth seed. Yeah, I know some people got them higher, some people got them lower, but
right.
I think right now I see them as the fourth seed.
I was
going to
say Cheyenne, I can't remember. Oh. Those of you who don't follow gaming or may not know, if you don't know, there's shame. Shame! But Giannis is on the cover of the new NBA game that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of the people who are saying there's the curse of the games and everything?
I don't think it's really that much of a curse. It's just maybe like just the return players, maybe. Because if you look back at it, if you had NBA 2K, I think it was, not 18, but I think it was 17, you had, like, three different players on the cover, like, individually.
Right.
And it's like, they didn't have the curse.
This is my honest opinion in regards to these so-called curse, because it's not just NBA games, it's also, like, the NFL ones that they say runs over to as well. I'm wondering if a lot of it is ego getting to people's heads. So, yeah. Look at me, I'm on the cover of this, and this, so... You know, I'm the best type of thing. Well, yeah, you've got to be pretty decent to get on there. I mean, Giannis is on there this time and awesome. But, you know, I think he did. He worked very hard for it. And he's so humble about it as well. You know, he thanks everybody else for him being there when it was his hard work and his dedication and everything that did it. But that aside, I think a lot of it is ego. You know, there's a lot of people who athletes who are like, look at me, look what I've done, I'm so wonderful, that type of thing. And that really does not help matters at all. It really doesn't when, you know, you're dealing with when you're dealing with being the face of something.
Face of a franchise or just the face of the NBA or whatever the case may be.
And, you know, with a lot of people as well, I mean, you see it not just with video games. You see it when somebody is the face of, like, the so-called faces of WWE and all of that lot. You see for some people the ego gets to them. I mean, we know for a fact how we've seen egos get to a lot of wrestlers when they make it. And especially, what's funny to me is especially when you watch things like the Divas show and everything. Yeah, you'll see them when they've got cameras following them or signing autographs for everyone. Sasha Banks, I'm mainly talking about on this one. Who they'll go around, they'll sign autographs for everybody. As soon as the cameras are off, they don't want to sign nothing for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to make a point. I'm going to bust out and say something to the next time they're in town. If Sasha Banks doesn't sign anything, I'll just be like, I'll say loudly, oh, yeah, I forget she won't sign anything unless Total Divas is filming her.
Well, which they kind of don't, but maybe if they had, you know, WWE shows and stuff like that.
Exactly. So, okay, I'm going to check over with Blog Talk Radio. We need to have some tunes. I need to run and get a drink because I'm thirsty. So we'll just play a song and we'll be right back.
Now I'm out here looking like revenge, feeling like a 10, the best I ever been. And yeah, I know how bad it might hurt to see me like this, but it gets worse. Now you're out here looking like regret, ain't so proud to beg, second chance you'll never get. And yeah, I know how bad it might hurt to see me like this, but it gets worse. Now payback is a bad bitch, and baby, I'm the baddest. You fucking with a savage, can't have this, can't have this. And it'd be nice for me to take it easy on ya, but nah. Better watch, better
Okay, we are back. We're back with drinks, we're back with chips. Black. Okay. We moved on to wrestling a little bit.
Right.
Can we talk about annoying fans at wrestling shows?
Oh, can we always? Because they're always easy enough to talk about because they always do stupid shit.
What was the wrestling? It was Extreme Rules, right?
Yep.
It was, what was it called? Last Man Standing?
Oh, Iron Man match.
Iron Man match. So, like, you done that, Giannis? So it means as many pins as whoever has the most pins within, it was like 30 minutes or whatever, wins. Every minute that was up, the fans started doing this 10, 9, all the way down to 1 and then.
Like it's the Royal Rumble.
It ruined the freaking thing. Seriously ruined it.
Yeah, I think it ruined the great match. Although people were complaining about the ending, that end up being a tie. They did end up going by overtime. Although the match kind of ended quick, but still have a winner.
Right. But it's like really annoying. And the same when you get fans who do the CM Punk chart when he hasn't even been there for how long?
Yeah, since 2014.
Mm-hmm. 4 years.
Especially going on in Chicago, which is just sad.
Can you just say how well for my wine glasses? Has a turtle on it.
Mm-hmm.
How awesome that wine is, too. My goodness. That is easy out of the way. But, anywho, it gets really annoying. Let's be perfectly honest. Because you hear them going on and on and on. And to me, it's really just, to me, I think it's disrespectful when you're chanting for another wrestler who left 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like, say, Triple H coming out and everybody chanting for Hogan. You know what I mean?
Right.
Speaking of which, Hogan has been reinstated back into the Hall of Fame.
And they are giving him, like, a Legends contract.
That makes me wonder who he's been blowing. Getting my chips. Cheese Pringles, thank you very much. But, I don't know, I did wonder if they would bring him back after his comments and everything, but and obviously they are.
Yeah, they've been talking about it for, like, months now. There are a few wrestlers that are not happy about it.
I agree.
Especially some of the, mainly the black ones.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Taz O'Neil had a statement earlier out, and the New Day had, like, a statement out as well.
Well, do you think it's okay as a white person to make racial slurs? And other nasty comments about another race, then this says a lot about you as a person.
Mm-hmm.
The fact of it is, in the current climate and everything, you done now, Giannis? In the current climate and everything, to me, it's really wrong that you drop in racial slurs of any kind.
Right.
Especially if you're in a position of power, a position of, like he is, of fame. You should be the example. And I don't blame those WWE wrestlers who are black for being pissed off over it.
Yeah,
to me, it's not fair, because there are a bunch of other wrestlers who have made mistakes in their past who aren't forgiven for it.
Yeah, and there's still a person in WWE that used racial slurs, and he's still working there.
Who's that?
Michael Hayes.
Really? Well, I remember this.
He called Mark Henry the N-word.
And he's still living?
Yeah, he's still there, and it was a fight, but WWE didn't listen about it.
Well, then, to me, that tells you what. Well, we already know that the WWE and its owners are very much Republican.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Vince McMahon has a very good friendship with Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who don't know, Donald Trump actually took over one episode of WWE. It was the Green Bay episode,
mm-hmm.
and refunded everybody their money. But long before he made any claims to want to run for president or all that stuff. But that's not the point. There's still that guilt by association almost thing. To me, as a company, if you, just say, for example, with Maddie's Memory. Maddie's Memory is run by me, by AJ. Over the years, we've had various people who've helped us. And if at any point we thought that they were racist or anything, they would be gone. Because what you do as a company has to be done for everybody. This is just my opinion. It has to be done for everybody. It can't just be done for white people. It can't just be done for black people. It has to be done for everybody. I've got something in my eye, and it's really hurting. It has to be done for everybody. And if somebody in my company came out, made racial slurs, said racial things, incited anything, send me that one.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Incited anything that would have caused any issues with the black community, Hispanic community, anybody, I would personally be furious for starters because you've tarnished the name of my business and I'm not going to stand for it. You know, anybody who knows me knows that Maddie's Memory just helps families. I don't care what color you are. 18 months showed up at my front door and she lost her baby alien. I would fill up binder in and find a hat big enough for a kid's head. Simple as that. I don't give a shit. You need help, you get help. That's all there is to it. That's how it's always been from the get-go. There's none of this, I only help this people or these people. No, you need my help, you get help. All companies should be like that. Simple. There's nothing hard about it. If you don't like somebody because of their color of their skin, maybe you need to go check yourself in the mirror because, trust me, you ain't looking too good yourself right now. Well,
good statement.
I know, we should use that one more often. I'm still eating chips. Nom nom nom. Nom nom nom. Nom nom nom.
Yeah, there was some talk about something on the news today that caught my interest.
What was that?
I can't even remember. It was probably for like a couple of seconds.
What's your opinion in regards to how racism is treated in WWE?
We still don't have an African-American WWE champion. Not World Heavyweight or not Universal. We're not adding those. We're talking about the main title, which is WWE title. Like, we have, like, African-Americans win, like, the Intercontinental or United States or tag teams. Maybe even hardcore champion. But never the Evers haven't been the top guy as being WWE champion.
Right.
We still haven't had that. And it's just like, why?
See, my thing is that WWE probably thought they were doing something good when they had, like, what's her name?
Ever as
champion. What's her fucking name?
There's Sasha Banks that's been champion.
No, not her, because she annoys me. She's got a big forehead.
There's Naomi.
Yeah, that's what I'm on about.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, we've got to give Sasha Banks credit. She was champion. I've got a feeling WWE thinks that if they have a black woman hold a championship title, that it's okay. You know what I mean? They've done their part. So you had a tag team that was black men hold the tech championship.
Mm-hmm.
We've done our part. But to me, you've got to bring out the big guns here. You've got to give the main belt to a black man to hold. And you've got some amazing, amazing wrestlers. Bobby Lashley is that. Hooray! My God, that man is as fine as anything. Makes me have a moment. I need various moments by myself with that man, or else, let's be honest. But you know what I'm saying? They've got to, as you said, they've got to have somebody who's predominant force.
Right.
You know, and we're not doing that. We're still seeing the same people over and over again. And it does get very tiring. It really does. So what are your thoughts on the whole thing with Brock Lesnar? And I'll go on to some information in regards to that while you...
I just hate his contract. Let's just put it that way. I don't hate the guy himself. You know, I just hate the contract. But maybe take that back. I like the guy to a certain extent, because it's like you want to be a part-timer, and I understand if you're doing something else and you want to be a part-time wrestler and all, but if you're a champion, at least show up.
Uh-huh.
Even if you don't have to defend the title on the pay-per-view, at least show up at every pay-per-view.
Right.
Or defend it, because...
Show up every other week on Monday Night Raw.
Right.
You don't have to, as you say, you don't have to defend it. Come up, show up, mouth off. Well, you want mouth off, but as Paul Heyman, mouth off, move on.
Right, and just the sad part is like, he held it, like, over a year, and was it? Yeah, like, 15, 16 months.
I would just like to point out, one of the dogs has farted, and it's really, really sad.
I don't even know.
Oh, my God. Ooh. Yes, it is. Dear Lord Almighty. Okay, carry on.
Well, it's like, if you're going to be a champion, you at least got to defend it.
Right.
This is what I think in regards to... But I'm going to play us a song, and then we're going to come back with some behind-the-scenes information in regards to the whole Brock Lesnar and UFC deal.
Oh, yeah.
I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So go on and get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pan, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a pan. Drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lots to tell for dinner. Julio served that champion. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you.
Gold jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne all night. Lucky for you.
lucky for you, that's what I like, that's what I like. Next by the fire at night, silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like, that's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like, that's what I like. I'm talking trips to Puerto Rico, say the word and we go. You can be my flica, girl, I'll be a flico, mama. A promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Shopping sprees in Paris, everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it
me?
Is it me?
Say it's us, and I'll agree, baby. Jump in the Cadillac,
girl. Let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want,
just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. Lucky for you, that's what I like, that's what I like. Sex by the fire at night, silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like, that's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like, that's what I like. You say you want a good time, but here I am, baby, here I am, baby.
Talk to me,
baby.
Incredibly short that song is, but we're going back to the whole UFC Brock Lesnar deal. I actually have a friend of mine who is a UFC fighter. He goes out to Vegas and also to Florida a lot. It's a game. I've got a bitchy back. Excuse me a second. I'm getting a pencil to scratch. Oh, that feels so good. He goes out that way a lot for fights, and I spoke with him earlier today and said to him about what's going on with Lesnar and the whole UFC thing. Basically, WWE was behind a deal with Lesnar to get Lesnar with UFC and advertise WWE. A lot of money was traded in regards to this. A lot of people in UFC, the fighters, are very upset over this because what you don't know is that there is a schedule that is made of the fighters and what they're supposed to do, who they're supposed to face on upcoming things. Now, unlike WWE, the outcome is not predicted ahead of time, but, you know, you've got your list of people who want to line up ready to go for that championship. And because of this whole deal that is now going on between UFC and WWE, that list has been changed around. It's changed around that much to the point that my friend who was supposed to fly out to Florida next Friday for fights is no longer going out. He has got a contract that says that he should be fighting next, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday. And he had three fights that day, which would have generated him about $6,000, which doesn't seem much for a fight, but if you understand where he is on the totem pole, it's a decent, you know, amount. He's used his holiday from his job that he has now, his vacation days, to be able to go and take this time to head out that way. And he got told today, well, apparently this morning, that his fights have all been rescheduled because of the Brock Lesnar incident, because they've had to change their schedules all around all over. So it's not just one or two fights that have been altered. It's a whole bunch of them. And that, to me, is so sad and so upsetting. The fighters who are waiting for their chance, and now things have changed because of WWE. Apparently, Lesnar was on the schedule to have a fight, but not against who he's going up against. It was supposed to be against somebody else to qualify him to go against who he's now fighting. That has obviously completely changed because WWE and UFC have come together and decided this is what we are going to do. And to me, that is such utter bullshit because it's now got a snowball effect. All these other fighters who are waiting their turn patiently and paying their due have now been screwed out of their opportunity. And it's not just the opportunity to go for the championship as well. There's others who are missing out now on their opportunity to even be able to go into challenging that. And there are some UFC fighters currently right now who are actually have put a letter to their management, their attorneys have done it for them, requesting that they get the pay that they signed their contract for. And this is where their contract works in their favor because I have seen it. Their contract states that the only time that management would not be responsible for paying them is if there is a, if the match has to be canceled due to a change in venue, due to like natural disasters, because obviously a lot of their fights are in Florida, a lot of their flights are in Vegas and California. So if there's a natural disaster, and there was a couple of others as well. Nowhere does it say that if another company interferes, so they're asking for their wages, which I do not blame them one little bit. I really don't. So that's basically that. And to me, it's really a shame that, you know, yet again, Brock Lesnar's trying to control another area of the world. He's not happy enough to think that he's going to control WWE. It's like, now let me control UFC and fuck up everybody over that side too. What are your thoughts on that after I told you about that today?
The man trying to make it all, well, I wouldn't say it was completely his fault that he made it all about himself. I blame like Vince McMahon for this, trying to pay like a lot of money to get publicity while you can be paying podcasters like us or anything like that some publicity of promoting them.
Right.
I think that money could have gone in a better place.
Well, my whole thing is the amount of money that they've spent out is that, you know, there are a lot of places, and we mentioned it the other day, there are a lot of places where wrestling hasn't gone to, where wrestling needs to go to, and where you'd get some really phenomenal responses. Anybody who saw the Rumble that they had in Saudi Arabia, absolutely amazing. Really good stuff. They're doing another one in, well, not Rumble, but they're doing another show in Australia in October. Equally, another amazing thing that's going to happen. They could have used that money to promote a lot more overseas, a lot more in promoting their brand and maybe helping the community. Put the money into, there's so much saying, oh, we're about helping the community, we're helping this. Put your money where your mouth is. Do it.
Maybe do more appearances in certain cities like this one.
Right. Well, they went from having like a lot of appearances by their stars to it being hit or miss as to whether you're going to get one. I mean, if you remember, you used to have people driving from one location to another to get people. If I remember when The Miz was at one place and Kofi was at another, and we went and saw Kofi because we'd already dealt with The Miz before.
The Miz was this past...
No, I'm going back a few years. I'm going back the year that we lost Matthew. We saw Kofi Kingston at...
It was at the U.S. Army Reserve.
Yeah, it was... No, it was at... it wasn't...
Not the base,
it was at right by Target, by Miller Park. It was right there.
Yeah, because you was
yeah. But the Miz was in town as well, and the Miz was at like a cricket store on Highway 100, if I remember rightly.
I know he had a media appearance that day, but he probably did have something after.
Yeah, because if you remember, Terry told us that she went to the TV station to see the Miz there because she was going to see Kofi there. And the WWE used to do that a lot. They used to pull a hell of a lot of people out there doing appearances.
Right.
And it seems as of late that has slowed down a lot, which is a shame because it was fun. It was fun going around and seeing, you know, these stars and everything.
Right, exactly. I think that is one of the issues that they need to do something like that again.
Right, and the sad thing is that, you know, well, and this is, I don't want to say it's a sad thing, but the thing that you would get is that if you did more stuff like that, you get more fans hooked onto things.
Or you get more come to the show.
Robert used to love going around and meeting the wrestlers. He absolutely loved it. Remember when we, like, dyed his hair for him and all that sort, and he was like, no, I'm doing this color, that's all color, you know. It was all of that type of stuff. And it was great fun. And that's how you get kids involved. That's how, I mean, let's be honest. Robert may not be into, well, Robert is into Stone Cold. I will say that. Him and his friend, Nate, love Stone Cold. But one of the things that we always had was wrestling and basketball.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter what went on. We always had wrestling and basketball. And I think that's what WWE has forgotten as well, is that they can be part of, you know, that type of thing. You know, a lot of times with, you know, how things are and everything, with parents and stuff, kids want, you know, you want to have that bond. That, to me, would be the perfect way to do it.
Right, exactly. And like you said, along the way, they might have forgot that or something.
I think they have. I'm sorry. I'm like, those of you who are watching on Facebook, I'm like rocking backwards and forwards trying to get the air circulating to me because I'm like hot as anything. And you can only see me from like here up, but my t-shirt's like packed right under my boobs right now because it's like it's so hot. I gotta get a shower in a minute. But I'm gonna play a little song. We're gonna then come back. AJ's gonna mention his upcoming shows, and then we're gonna finish for the night.
Okay.
So, let me find a song. Let's find something good.
Yeah, we might need to add more songs.
We do need to add more songs. Here we go.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
What do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
With who?
The girl next door, you know? I don't know what to do.
It wasn't you.
All right. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom door. How could I forget that I had given her an extra beat? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Oh, you think I do, man, I'll just show your villa. Yes, I saw no weakness, all of your clean on your pillar. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Let's review the situation that you call the peanut. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, can't be so say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. And if she claim her, you tell her, baby, no way.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor. I had tried to keep her from what she was about to see. Why should she?
I never used to see you make the jigger low flex. I thought he had to favor you in the complex. queen is believing, so you better change your specs. You know she have a bring a whole lot of things from the past. All the little evidence, you better know the mass. Quick for your answer, no hope it has. But if she back a gun, you know you better run fast.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
No, wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom door.
How could I?
So we're going to wrap this up at 10 o'clock, so we got 4 minutes. So we have some upcoming shows that are going to be coming this way. So do you want to give us a quick shout-out to the upcoming shows you've got going on?
Okay, tomorrow will be my show where we just talk about everything and anything, kind of like this show. So,
but from your standpoint, where you're the main host.
Right, exactly. That's, and I know some of y'all on YouTube heard me say it is while she was gone, that 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern. I might try to do YouTube live on my through my phone. I might try to do that. Okay, Sunday is WFSO Fanview. We didn't do the show this past Friday because I think, like, doing it with two people was not going to work. So,
and I wasn't here, so I couldn't have.
Okay. Jump to. So that's gonna go on. We're gonna talk about the review of Extreme Rules and the weekend wrestling. So that's this Sunday. Don't forget her show next Wednesday too.
Me? I have another show? You mean I'm special? I love being special.
Having a moment. It's been one of those
same
days.
Time. Same network and all that stuff. But I will talk about next Sunday is because the group of us are going to do our top 10 wrestlers since 2000, and we're going to have another list that talks about the top 10 wrestlers of all time, in our view. So just watch out for that episode and all these other episodes. And also, WFSO Radio Network, look for us on Facebook. Also, different groups like the Archer Jones Show, FanView, and things like that. And check out Maddie's Memory page on Facebook as well.
And my Art from the Heart page as well.
Right.
So it's not just my page, but, you know.
Yeah, I understand. Follow us on Twitter or our individual pages.
You're fabulous individually. Just putting it out there.
Follow us on Instagram and also follow us individually on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to round this up now and thank everybody who's listened in, tuned in, watched in, called in, sat in, finally started in. Whatever you did to join us tonight, thank you so much. And catch us all again very, very soon.